My guest is Indian-born film producer Ishmael Merchant. He produced the enormously successful film A Room with a View that was directed by James Ivory and written by Ruth Prora Jabvala. This team has been together for 25 years, working independently outside the Hollywood system. Their films are characterized by their attention to period details, literary scripts, and a lush look that belies their low budgets. This team's other films include Heat and Dust, The Europeans, and The Bostonians. On September 20th, the American Film Institute will honor the trio in a gala celebration. Their new film is called Morris, and like A Room with a View, it's based on an E.M. Forster novel. Ishmael Merchant told me why they chose to adapt another Forster story.
Many people were saying that, oh, well, why are you doing another Forster novel? But Jim had read the novel several times, and particularly after finishing Room with a View, he reread Morris. And what a wonderful and strong story it was. And he gave it to me, and I read it, and I liked it very much. So we decided that, yes, why not do it right now with some of the same actors. So we have Denham Elliott, we have Simon Callow, Rupert Graves, we have Barry Foster. And then we are introducing two young, new actors, completely new, James Wilby and Hugh Grant. Now, these two actors are just sensational.
You've had a 25-year partnership with director James Ivory. How did you first meet?
Well, we met in New York. Actually, I was a student here at the New York University, and I went to Los Angeles, and there I was visiting all the studios like Metro, Warner's, Columbia. And I met a young writer there, a very important writer, screenwriter, Isobel Lennart, who had written Sundowners and Funny Girl and, you know, a number of big Hollywood films. And she introduced me. I had asked her whether she would write a screenplay for me, which would be set in India. And she said that, well, she didn't know anything about India as such, but she has just read a wonderful novel called The Householder by Ruth Jabvala. She said Hollywood would never make it into a film, but you should. And it turned out to be that I discovered Ruth Jabvala in the most unlikely place, that is Hollywood. And I met James Ivory in New York on my way to India to start the production of The Householder. And I offered it to him to come to India to direct a film. And the partnership was formed right then and there. That was in 1961.
The three of you make a very interesting combination. You're an Indian from Bombay who now lives part of the time in America, and you've been all around the world. James Ivory is an American who's had a special interest in Indian art and culture. And Ruth Jabvala is a Polish-German-Jewish emigre who moved to India when she was 24. So it's this great cross-cultural conglomeration when the three of you get together. Do you think that this kind of cross-cultural spirit among the three of you has affected the subject matter that you've chosen for your movies?
I think so, because we have each lived, as you said, in different countries and enjoyed the cultural aspects of those countries. Being a European, Ruth has, you know, written in English. Her original language is German. Then going to India and knowing the Hindustani, the language there, and marrying an Indian and having three children in India. And James Ivory, as an, you know, starting with art, mainly through miniature paintings, that's how introduction took place, his introduction took place. And my coming to America, because I was always fascinated by films, Hollywood films, I was completely, you know, bowled over by New York because, you know, this opened up so many doors for me, European films particularly.
Well, did you get a receptive audience initially as an Indian trying to make it as a producer in America? Some Americans, I think, are very very close-minded about foreigners, and they think that, oh, they won't understand American culture. You know, they don't know what the public wants. Did you get any reactions like that?
Well, I never did. I went straight through meeting people and started convincing them that I was going to offer something very new and different.
What?
Well, I mean, first of all, the country I've come from, the culture I belong to, and also the knowledge of America and American films. I could claim that I had a, you know, quite an extensive knowledge about American films. So, I mean, all that affected a great deal, because what I wanted to do is just not make purely American films as such. I wanted to make films with India and America, a theme which would be more interested from the point of view of East and West, and cross-cultural things.
How is it going to be cross-cultural in terms of the cast, the subject
the cast,
matter?
Subject matter. I mean, I wanted, when I was in college, in Xavier's, St. Xavier's College in Bombay, you'd make a list of future films I would do. And in that future films, I would have Susan Hayward with Dilip Kumar, or Raj Kapoor with Rita Hayward. You know, that kind, that Raj Kapoor and Dilip Kumar were the two biggest stars in India for me. And I would then draw these, cast from different countries, particularly Hollywood and India, because Bombay is Hollywood of India. So there was no resistance at all, because this was something new. Hollywood had made Indian films from one point of view. I mean, they had Ganga Din, and they had, but those were all studio films. Very rarely did they have a film entirely set on locations in India.
Did you go to see many of the American films about India, and what did you think of how they portrayed India and Indian people?
Well, that was very comical. It was like a joke, you know. I mean, you saw the rope tricks and the mongoose and the snake charmers and the maharajas and, you know, I mean, all that kind of a thing. But it was a Hollywood version. You know, you could see that the costumes were quite wrong and the accent was wrong, because they always thought that Indians spoke in a certain way. You know, so they tried to depict that accent, you know. And then I remember Sabu being introduced in Hollywood. You know, the elephant boy.
You obviously have a passion for movies, and you've been able to define your job as you've wanted to, because you're, you know, the head of your company, really. how do you find your job? How do you define your job as producer? How involved do you allow yourself to get in the actual production decisions, casting, screenplay writing, editing, what the shoot's going to be like?
Well, first of all, the subject matter. You know, the story, which I'm involved in, Ruth is involved in, and Jim is involved in. Once that is done, then we start with the casting. Then the casting, it becomes very important. And when we get that all sorted out, then while that is going on, we also look for finance. Mostly me, I go to people and approach them that this is the possible casting, this is the budget, and this is the location, this is the script. And then James Ivory, we start planning the shoot. You know, we hire technicians 6 weeks before or 4 weeks before, because ours is a very involved production thing, you know, the production designing. So once that is done, then I leave Jim to do the shooting. Once the film is finished shooting, then the editing process. Now, the editing process is quite tricky and involved, and you have to sit there in the editing room practically all day, which Jim does with the editor. So I go away and I start thinking about publicity, promotion, doing the poster, designing, and all of that. Once the rough cut is done, then Ruth, Jim, and I see the film together. And then there is a lot of discussion, argument, you know, sometimes a scene doesn't work. So those things are then seriously either taken into account, and then Jim re-edits it and then brings it into a length, because we always have that we should, whatever we want to say in the film should be said within 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Did you ever think seriously about being a Hollywood producer?
I was first, when I went to Hollywood, 1960 and 1961, when I spent a year there, I saw these lots, and you know, the cars with the names of the producer on a lot of 20th Century Fox and Paramount. And I was very fascinated by that. Each one had an office. And all the sort of paraphernalia that goes, you know, with a Hollywood producer was given to them and was available to them. But later on, I felt that I really didn't want to become a part of the Hollywood scene as such. Because, you know, meeting people then and talking to them, some of the actors or some of the producers, that they were just there as what you call it, a skeleton, you know. I mean, their entire life was dependent on what the studio wanted them to do. And I really didn't want to do that. I wanted to be an independent producer and make my own films, have my own company.
Ishmael Merchant's new film, Morris, opens on September 18th.